Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
I find that the best way to help folks understand us and to do it quickly is to use the approach I use with little children when I talk to them. And I tell them if they want to know what Lutherans for Life is about, they just need to know our middle name. We're Lutherans for Life. So our middle name is Four. We're a for-life ministry. And the reason we are for life is because God is for life. And so our mission at Lutherans for Life is to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. We want our people to be voices for life, and we can unpack voices. That means all kinds of things, not just speaking, but doing and so forth. But to be moved by the gospel, not to be moved by anger or frustration. And so we're out to equip Lutherans to do that. And we provide all kinds of equipping materials then, pamphlets and brochures and curricula, DVDs, things you can download from our website, video streaming, YouTubes. Actually, we've coined the phrase in copyrighted LifeTube, so you can look at LifeTube. We have online courses, a whole variety of media designed to equip so that others will understand not just about the life issues, anybody can do that, but that the gospel really speaks to these issues, and it's the gospel that can bring change into people's hearts and minds. And then people with changed hearts and minds will, we pray, influence and change our culture.
You know, and I think the need for the ministry is kind of counterintuitive also. I mean, as you lay out what your activities are, people might be thinking, well, of course the church would do that. But I have encountered, not only in Lutheran denominations, because you span, it's not just one type of Lutheranism, you are Lutherans for life, but not only in Lutheran denominations, but in many others, priests are not and pastors are not equipped to preach on this. They're not equipped to counsel when someone is faced with a crisis pregnancy or someone comes in with a post-abortion grief issue. And so maybe talk about that a little bit, about equipping and training the leaders.
Well, that's a big aspect of what we do. And, you know, I love to tell people two of my favorite audiences are preschoolers and seminarians. I just love those two groups. And usually I can tell them apart, you know, because seminarians are taller. That's what I go by. But because we strive to speak at seminaries. I speak at as many Lutheran seminaries as they'll let me in, and talk especially to the guys who will be going out soon into a call or into an interim vicarage kind of situation, to help them begin to understand the importance of these issues. And here's what I think, you know, we do when we're equipping, especially our pastors and our leaders, is to just help them make the connection between really what they already have, and that is the gospel and the theology. They have that, but so often they don't realize the connection between that and these life issues. And the life issues get put off in this little category as being controversial and political, and so we either don't want to deal with those or we think somehow we shouldn't be dealing with those in the church. And so we try to help remove that veil and help them see that, wow, what we have in the message of the gospel is tailor-made for these kinds of issues of life and death and pain and suffering and grief and regret and guilt. So we've got the message, and we strive to help pastors and other church leaders to see the connection between that message and people who are dealing with these issues, and so many of them struggling and not knowing exactly what to do. So we find if we help them see that, they already have what it takes, for the most part, to deal with those things.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.